The question which the scholar of the law presents to Jesus tonight, who is my neighbor, has been one of those great questions that has surrounded the church and the Jewish people before that for centuries. For all the time the church and God's call to the people of Israel have been in existence, that question has arisen again and again and again. And I think that question is very relevant today as we look within our own society and we see the tragedy of what occurred in Dallas or Orlando, the events that lead up to those tragedies, the continued anger, violence, revenge, hatred, injustice that seem to continue to permeate our society. That question of who is my neighbor is very relevant. And for us as Christians, that answer becomes more relevant because of the second reading today that we hear from Paul's letter to the Colossians, where he presents to us this early hymn of the church, this prayer of the church that speaks about who Jesus Christ is and how peace will come only through the blood of his cross. That Jesus brings peace to us through his sacrifice, which he invites us to participate in, to participate in his life, death, and resurrection, that great paschal mystery. But when the scholar of the law tonight in the gospel asked Jesus that first question, "Master, what must I do to live?" That question, Jesus then responds, "Well, what do you think, of course?" And that young person, we assume he's young, responds with a quote, a prayer that every 10, 8, 9-year-old Jewish boy and girl would know. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your will, and love your neighbor as yourself. It was a prayer that everybody prayed every day. It's kind of like our Father or our Hail Mary, right? We turn the key on, our Father who art in heaven, and we can stop thinking. And when Jesus says, okay, that's great, we then get that great second question is, who is my neighbor? And we enter into this parable of the Good Samaritan. And we have to think back a couple weeks when Jesus and his disciples who are heading to Jerusalem, they're still heading to Jerusalem, try to enter a Samaritan village and the Samaritans say, get out, we don't want you. Go away, you guys are Jews. You're not part of who we are. We don't even want you to, we don't want your money, we don't want your business, we have nothing to do with you. And James and John say, Lord, let us call fire down upon them and destroy them and wipe them out of the face of the earth. And what is Jesus' response? No, let us go on. Let us treat them with mercy. That mercy that the scholar of the law talks about at the very end of our gospel today. Which one of the three is a neighbor? He wouldn't even say, well, it's a Samaritan. He would say, the one who treated the other with mercy. And in this year of mercy, we can understand more fully what mercy means through this parable. Because mercy wasn't showing or not letting the person be punished, as we often use the word mercy, but rather it was taking the other into his life. He bathed his wounds, he bandaged them. He cared for him. He put him on his own transportation and walked him to a place of refuge, a hotel, a place to stay and heal. He showed mercy by looking upon the other with the eyes of love, with the eyes of compassion, that other word that we hear in the gospel today. In he's our emeritus pope, right? In his book, Jesus of Nazareth, he treats this psalm, or this parable, and he talks about the word compassion. Because the word compassion in the original Greek has a much deeper meaning than we often put on it in English. It meant to look on someone with the eyes of a mother looking on a child, where your heart is broken open to care for the other completely and fully out of love. To see the humanity, the dignity, the blessing of the other as a life given by God, and opening your heart to receive them in love, to care for them in love, to give your life to them in love. And so when the Samaritan has compassion upon the one laying on the road, beaten, stripped naked, gasping his breath away, he sees him as a child of God, worthy of dignity, worthy of love, worthy of that compassion, that mercy that reaches out and touches and heals him. And how much in need of mercy is our world today? How much do we need as a community of faith, as a community of hope, as a community of compassion, in need to reach out and touch our brothers and sisters who are wounded by the injustices, the hatreds, the violence of this world? And those wounds aren't always the physical wounds, but there are the mental, the emotional, the spiritual wounds that often lie much deeper within us. That we need God's mercy and love acting through His church to reach out and to bless and to heal and to gather together in a place of refuge those who are broken, abandoned, those who are feeling outcast in the world. Because that question, who is my neighbor, as I said, was a question that the Jewish community and we struggle with constantly. Because the easy answer is, it's a member of my community. It's someone that I know and love. Someone who will treat me with love without asking, as I treat them without love, with love. And God invites us to expand that. That is what Jesus' message is today. To expand our vision of love to where we look upon all people in all places as needing His compassion, as needing God's mercy, as we need God's compassion and mercy in our lives. Where the blood of the cross becomes the instrument of reconciliation, the instrument of peace, the instrument of blessing, where we are unafraid to reach out and to touch and to bless and to heal. And it is scary, it is hard. Jesus promises that it would be, that they would not accept the healing love of God. They would not accept the peace that God brings to us, but rather would continue to look to the revenge, the violence, the eye for eye, the limb for limb. And so today we come here to this place to recognize that we need God's mercy and compassion in our lives so that we might reach out with mercy and compassion to others, to touch and heal those who are in need, who are broken, who are ready, who are open to that healing and that blessing, as we are open to it, to come to this altar tonight and to place our lives upon it to be transformed, to be made new as we receive the body and blood of our Lord, so that in this Eucharistic feast we might enter into that peace of Christ, that peace that we'll offer to one another, that peace that we will then give to the world as we go out in peace to love, to serve, to bless and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that good news of reconciliation, that good news of healing, that good news of mercy and compassion.